Indian Stories. Narration, Katie Haig. Who killed the otter's babies? The otter said to the deer, "Friend deer, will you be so good as to take charge of the children till I come back? I'm going down to the river to catch fish, and when I come back, I'll share the catch with you." The deer replied, "Very well, go along, and I'll look after the children." So the otter went down to the river to catch fish. Here, the story of what the otter did stops, and the story of what happened when the woodpecker sounded the war gong commences. The deer was chief dancer of the war dance, and as he danced, he trod on the otter's babies and crushed them flat. Presently, the otter returned home, bringing a string of fish with him. On arriving, he saw that his children had been killed and exclaimed, "How comes it, friend deer, that my babies have died?" The deer replied, "The woodpecker came and sounded the war gong, and I, being chief war dancer, danced, and forgetting about your children, I trod upon them and crushed them flat." On hearing this, the otter went and made a complaint unto King Solomon, prostrating himself and saying, "Your Majesty's most humble slave craves pardon for presuming to address your Majesty, but friend deer has murdered your slave's children, and your slave desires to learn whether he is guilty or not, according to the law of the land." King Solomon replied, saying, "If the deer hath done this wittingly, assuredly he is guilty of death." Then he summoned the deer before him. And when the deer came into the presence of the king inquired of the otter, "What is your charge against him?" The otter replied, "Your slave accuses him of the murder of your slave's children. Your slave would hear the law of the land." Then the king said unto the deer, "Was it your doing that the otter's children were killed?" The deer replied, "Assuredly it was, but I crave pardon for doing so." "How was it then," said the king, "that you came to kill them?" The deer replied, "Your slave came to kill them because the woodpecker appeared and sounded the war gong. Your slave, as your Majesty is aware, is chief dancer of the war dance. Therefore your slave danced, and forgetting about the otter's children, your slave trod upon them and crushed them flat." Here the king sent for the woodpecker also, and the woodpecker came before him. "Was it you, woodpecker," said the king, "who sounded the war gong?"
"Assuredly it was," said the woodpecker, "forasmuch as your slave saw the great lizard wearing his sword."